Novell Open Audio takes you into the BrainShare PartnerNet Showcase.
This is Clint Carroll with Open Audio and Novell. We are at the Market Start Pavilion at BrainShare 2006. Today I'm interviewing Nick Halsey from SpikeSource, the VP of Sales and Marketing. How are you doing today, Nick?
I'm great, Clint. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing excellent. Welcome to BrainShare.
Thank you. We're excited to be here. Happy to join the Market Start program. And also, we're announcing today our integration with the Novell Yes certification programs.
Hey, that is excellent. So you guys will have products that will be certified on the Yes certification?
Yeah, we have created open source infrastructure stacks that we have certified on top of SUSE and SLES. And then we're taking those to market through the Market Start program.
Hey, that is excellent. That is going to be great for Novell users, Novell customers, and for Novell in general, and for SpikeSource.
The other thing we announced yesterday, along with the Novell partnership, was our Spike certification program. We have certified 14 open source solution providers, leading vendors like Alfresco, SugarCRM, Pentaho, and others, on our stack, and in turn on top of SUSE and SLES. So now we can take fully integrated solution stacks, all open source, fully supported, out to market through the Market Start program.
Not just to market, but to the enterprises who really want to see some stability in open source. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. People love the price performance of open source, but they're scared of the lack of integration and the lack of support. What we've done with these vendor programs is all the vendors working together to test, integrate, and support these applications. So you get the price performance of open source, but you get enterprise-level support.
That's excellent. So what kind of what do you guys do in order to certify a stack? What can I expect? If I go to spikesource.com, what am I going to expect to find on your website?
That's a great question. First, how do we do it? We have built an extensive testing architecture. We run over 100,000 tests every day on multiple builds of various LAMP, J2EE, and servlet stacks on various SUSE and SLES configurations and a few other operating systems. And then we make these stacks available to you from our website. You can go download a stack, configure it the way you want. You can pick the language, the database, whatever you're looking for, and we install and configure it for you. That's all done for free. The only thing you pay for is if you decide you want ongoing maintenance and support, you can subscribe to our SpikeNet update service, and we'll keep that stack updated, secure, and maintained and supported for you.
That's great. And you guys also have user groups, is that correct, on your website, where if you wanted to learn a little bit more about the stack, you could see what's going on in the forums?
Absolutely. There's a developer forums where you can go in, and we've got a large and growing developer community. But if you just want to find out what we're doing, you can go to the main website and watch some of the webinars and promotional videos where we kind of walk you through the value proposition. So whether you're a developer and you want to jump right into the dev zone, or you're a business user and you're wondering more about how this applies to you as a business application, whichever view you're coming from, you can find that on our website.
Hey, that's great. Now, one other question. A lot of the open source projects get updated with patches inundatingly, I mean, constantly. How well do you guys do with updating these patches and making sure dependencies don't break?
That's exactly what we're trying to solve. You know, we monitor over 15,000 events in the open source community every day. That typically refines down to one patch that we need to certify and distribute to our customers. And that's what you're paying for when you go with SpikeSource. You don't want to have to worry about tracking all of that noise and deciding what are the one or two things that apply to you. We take care of that for you and deliver you just the occasional patch or update that you might need to stay secure and stay up and running in a production environment.
That is going to be great for people who want to move over to Linux in the enterprise and want to see a lot of the support and hardening that comes with products that need to be there. So that's great.
That's exactly right. So you can download this stuff as a developer, use it in an unsupported environment, be a hacker, and have all the fun in the open source community. Then you can switch over to the production supported stacks and use it as an enterprise customer and know you have enterprise SLAs behind you.
Hey, that's great, Nick. Hey, Nick, we want to make sure we offer and extend an invitation for you to come onto the radio show again, and we'll do a full interview and talk a little bit more in depth about what SpikeSource is doing with Novell. What do you think about that?
I'm looking forward to that. We could spend a little time talking about all the different kinds of solutions that are certified as well. So whether you're looking for content management or business intelligence or portals or whatever you're looking for, we can talk about the applications that you can now get on a certified and supported open source infrastructure.
Hey, that'll be great. We look forward to it. Hey, thanks again, Nick. We appreciate your time. I hope you enjoy BrainShare 2006.
Thanks so much, Clint.